Metro in the morning, hanging out with my man Jay Blaze.
What up, though?
What's going down with you?
We here.
Yes, we are.
Bright and early. You know how we do.
Well, yeah.
Something like that.
What's been happening over the weekend for you?
Oh, celebrated my baby's 22nd birthday over the weekend. Got to go and hang out with her boyfriend's family. Little empanada dinner. Outside of that, not too much of nothing this weekend. It's just really trying not to freeze, trying to dig the house out, and trying not to freeze again.
Yeah, it's been a cold few days, you know. So it was at minus one.
Yeah. I saw a meme the other day that said the last time it was this cold, Jussie Smollett tried to beat himself up. But whatever he tried to do, it was in this cold. This cold make you go crazy.
Yeah.
What happened to Jussie?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him.
I haven't heard anything about Jussie either.
So, I don't know.
Poor little Juss.
Well, that was your guy, you know.
I like his sister. I like Journey. Journey. Is she legit? She's probably one of the best actors of her class of acting.
Uh-huh.
She's legit. I like Journey.
Yeah, she's still doing some acting. She's on an HBO show.
The Lovecraft.
Lovecraft
County,
joint.
Yeah, that was dope. But no more Juss.
No more Juss.
No more Jussie.
Right.
Polo Jussie.
So we have the Fat Boys instrumental in the background going on.
Got to send a quick shout out to Prince Marky D, who passed away last week, congestive heart failure.
Right.
So this is more of a shout out to him and his family. Prayers to the Fat Boys fan base, the Fat Boys family, the group itself, because y'all lost one of y'all founding members. Thoughts and prayers go out to Prince Marky D and his family. But we were talking about him before we got started. And one of the movies that I used to watch when I was a kid, Disorderlies, was one of the Fat Boy movies. And if you haven't seen it, don't go back and watch it, because it's really just like a lot of the movies that they made in the 80s. Shout out to the cats for being probably one of the first hip-hop films. I know you had Crush Groove, you had a couple other films back in the day. But this was one of the first ones. But I'm not going to tell you to go watch it, because it was just bad.
Yeah.
But I used to watch it when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. But shout out to Prince Marky D. He left his mark. Legacy will not be forgotten. And this is what we're doing right now, playing one of the songs, the instrumentals.
Yeah, he actually put out a solo CD,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty dope, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You remember the name of it?
I do not. It was so long ago. But it was a pretty dope CD. So I may have to pull it up, find it, and throw it in the broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
It was pretty dope.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were pretty huge. I mean, not in terms of size, but I'm just saying.
No, they were.
In terms of popularity, they were pretty huge back in the day.
Yeah, if you don't know the Fat Boys, please look the Fat Boys up. It was an 80s rap group, and it was one of the founding, I would say, founding groups. I wasn't born at the beginning of hip-hop. I was born into it, and when I was born into it, this is what I knew. So
right. Yeah, because you think about it, as you say, founding. I mean, who would you consider founding? Of course, you have Melly Mel and the Furious Five and Grandmaster Flash, rather. You know, LL, you know, Kool Moe Dee, Kool Herc.
Pioneers is a better term.
Yeah.
Pioneers. Yeah. Marky D and the Soul Connection. Prince Marky D and the Soul Connection. He released that August 11th of 92.
92.
I was 12.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So he did have one joint on there that was pretty nice.
We're going to have to pull that one up.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pull that one up. But if you get some time over the next week, remember, do not go looking for the movie Disorderlies. Don't go looking for it. You're going to be mad at me. And I don't want you to be upset with Blaze, because he told you to go watch a movie that's going to have you really scratching your head and upset that you wasted all that time watching this movie. But if you want to, go ahead and check it out.
What's going on in the world of tennis?
Oh, Naomi Osaka. Savage. Savage. So she had some tennis matches last week, over the weekend. I know she put out Selena. It's Serena. I said Selena. Selena Williams. And then the other young lady that she played, Jennifer Brady, she whooped her. And there was a little conversation they had at the end of the match where first thing Naomi Osaka asked her was, what do you prefer to be called? Is it Jenny or is it Jennifer? Jennifer Brady said, oh, Jenny is fine. Naomi Osaka turned to the microphone and said, well, Jennifer
just blasted
her. So that was kind of funny. It was a savage Naomi Osaka moment. I don't know if it was intentional, but just to watch her. If you pull up that actual conversation or that speech that she gave after the tennis match, the whole thing was funny to me.
Yeah, it was intentional.
Yeah.
I mean, just call me Jenny and she still called you Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, that's intentional.
Yeah, it was absolutely intentional. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but okay, you said it first. It was intentional.
Yeah, definitely. So she's the up-and-coming new dynamo, if you will, in tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Serena and Venus held down the throne forever, if you will.
Yeah.
And now there's a new queen in town,
and she coming. To, I mean, she don't play. She come and she handles her business, and you know she's very outspoken when she needs to be. I've seen interviews. I think when she originally came out about some things that she had to deal with, and you know if she sees something that's not right, she's gonna call it out right then and there. So in a sport like tennis, it's good to see. When the athletes, the tennis players are able to speak up and stand up for anything that they might feel like is wrong without being ostracized by the tennis association or fined or things like that. So shout out to Naomi Osaka. All right, so this morning we're hanging out. This is Metro in the Morning, Jay Blaze, DJ Metro. Coming up, we got a little nugget we're going to drop on you about something that's going on in Grand Rapids that's pretty dope.
Okay, keep it locked.
Check it out. Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of the bump, so check. Baby, you need to swing my way. Yeah, yeah. You can do your rock and a on. He uses you to scream on. The faking and my swinging, it's in my upbringing. Yeah, it's in my blood, like rapping and singing. Would you rather have a love daddy or a Tommy Tucker sucker? Trying to always rougher, just to make a tougher. But kids in the mood for more. The cats are overhand, now you're on the floor. You should have swung in the first place, but now you're in worst place. Dig it.
This video, the video was of a young man putting makeup on, and it seems like it was getting praise from the women. Your makeup's looking good, looking tight. What does it matter?
Now, you showed you or you sent me the it was a TikTok or Instagram video, and you sent it to me. So let me explain to you what the video was. So, little young dude goes to the barbershop. Gets his line, fresh line, it was nice and crispy. But what he also did was he took, I think, a contouring pencil?
Yes.
And colored his forehead and then just kind of evened it out. I don't know if you're trying to make your line pop a little harder. If that's what you need to do, maybe you should consider a new barber, because maybe his clippers are a little dull. I don't understand. I didn't get it either. I don't know.
Well, he put on a full face.
It was just a full head.
No, it was a full face.
I stopped watching.
You stopped watching it, but it was a full makeup. You know, he did the forehead, the line.
Mm-hmm.
Then he started messing around with his mustache and things of that nature. Mascara he did for his beard.
He did
the whole nine, but it seems like that, you know, whether he's whatever he is, he had more positive comments. Not saying that everybody should be negative, but for a male to wear makeup and it's okay, you know. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand what makes a man want to put on makeup. If he's not in front of a camera being...
There's no reason.
You know what I mean?
It.
Hollywood. Yeah. If you put on makeup,
right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you're doing a photo shoot, that's fine too. But if you're just everyday average Joe Blow walking around...
You're getting ready to go
around,
get some shoes. You about to go to Woodland to grab some new J's.
Yeah.
You just got your face and your beard all colored in and your...
But yeah. I'm just saying, full makeup.
That's
you know.
A full face of makeup.
So, I mean, here's the thing. If you're against some things, to me, it seems like you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you shouldn't be wrong. It's kind of like
the
man that's wearing a dress. Uh-huh. All right. So I saw a picture with an African-American male with this long, bluish, purplish color dress on.
Mm-hmm.
And... It was okay,
right.
to people. People was like, oh, that's a nice dress. It's lovely. Blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
A lovely dress.
You know.
Okay.
So, is it okay for men to be or playing the role of a female?
I think what it comes down to in our society is cancel culture, right? And I say that because in today's environment, if you don't accept anything,
right?
There is a chance that could cause a reaction that could put you in a bad situation and just cut you out the picture altogether, right? So we have to be, or people have to be accepting. You don't have to, but like publicly, you have to be accepting of the 6 foot four, 285 pound dude in a dress. You got to be accepting of the little guy with the jeans that's five sizes too little with his makeup on and a wig. You got to be accepting of the young lady who looks like she might be able to whoop me because she just super tough and tattoos on her face and short. It is what it is. We have to be accepting of it. We can't look at it and say anything negative about it.
Because they will cancel your ace.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
It's a different time that we live in. And it's not saying that we're looking to go against the grain or people have opinions, we're different, right? So just with that right there, what I just said, everybody is gonna have a different understanding or expectation or approach or thought process regarding everything. But like I said, we have to accept. If I woke up one day and mm-hmm. I said I identify as such and such mm-hmm. and I started dressing like that, you gotta accept it. You don't have to, but if you don't, and I get on my feed and say, well, DJ Metro Doug Sims said this, 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 and that, well, now that's the issue. And I think that's where it all comes in that's where it gets to a point of people just accepting and just trying to work.
They don't want the flack?
You don't want the flack?
You don't want the flack.
And then on the other, well, this is actually a very interesting point. One, it ain't got nothing to do with me, right? Mm-hmm. But that goes both ways.
Right.
You get me? It goes both ways. What you do and has nothing to do with me or how I live my life. Just like my opinion of you has nothing to do with you or how you live your life. But then the issue happens when you're putting the way that you want to live your life in front of my face, and you're making me accept and making mm-hmm. me acknowledge and making me deal with things that I probably would just, you know, has nothing to do with me.
So what about all these Christians and church folk and all that, and mm-hmm. they're so into the book, the good book.
Okay.
And the good book talks against certain things, okay. but it's accepting these days. You have to accept it, as you say. Mm-hmm. So for somebody to stand their ground and not accept it, now that's not saying you have to bash somebody and so forth and so on, mm-hmm. but why should you have to accept it at the same time?
Well, I'm going to say this. We talking church.
If
we talk in church,
because I always had an issue. This is just my issue.
Mm-hmm.
When you had that flamboyant person in the front row on the keyboard, I was just like, okay, the church is accepting it.
That was church growing up, man. That was the church growing up, absolutely. But I think what you see is, hey, it's a business at the end of the day. So what that means is, if I have a certain segment of the market that I service that feel and live their lives this way, they have income too. They have money
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
They have business. They do things as well. They can help the church in somehow, but I can also get those tithes and offerings for them if I just accept them. Now, maybe I don't know, but that's kind of what seems to, or back in the day it was. Now you're seeing churches that just come up and they're just open and accepting of everything, and it's all about love. This conversation could go, we could have this one all day.
So let me say it like this. And if we have to be so accepting on people's dealings and the way they display themselves or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
We are still not accepted.
See?
Yeah,
see?
That's right. Yep. I knew it.
See? See?
Nobody accepts us for the most part. You know what I'm saying? We're still ostracized. We're still this. We're still profiled.
But what you got to remember, though.
No,
this is what you got to remember. This is what you got to remember.
See.
Can I say it?
You can say it, but I'm going to have a comeback. But go ahead.
Black lives matter.
And then you'll come back with the blue lives.
No. No. Absolutely. No, I won't.
No, you
here's
won't.
The thing.
You won't come back
thing.
With it.
Ah, okay. Yep. I'm going to back off that one.
You, yeah.
I'm going to back off that one.
Because you won't say it, but other people will.
But,
so check this out.
It actually, okay, so here's a connection. It speaks to the fact that if we're talking about the Bible, there's a lack of understanding. If we're talking about Black Lives Matter, there is a lack of understanding. So at the end of the day, what we need to do as a people is educate ourselves on the things that we support and truly understand what it is that we're supporting and why. Because okay. Both with the Bible mm-hmm. and with Black Lives Matter, there are people supporting and standing on the movement and the Word of God, the Bible, and they have no idea what's in it, what it means, why it's there. They just, and the same thing with the Black Lives Matter movement. They have no clue what Black Lives Matter was designed or built to do.
Well, if you want to go there, that's just like saying the Black Panther Party, right? So Black Panther Party, we may know what it stands for,
right?
But you can sit there and tell somebody what it stands for and they don't want to hear it. All they want to hear is what they believe, which is the total opposite of what it actually means.
Yeah.
Because yeah. If you look at your readings and your movie and your profiles or what have you on the Black Panther Party, for self-defense
mm-hmm.
is the way that I see it. Self-defense so that you don't come in our neighborhoods and kill us and shoot us.
There's a reason for that.
So forth and so on. Yeah. But you let somebody like the leader of the FBI at the time, they put him out as public enemy number one.
Yeah.
You know, because we're shooting cops. No, we're defending ourselves. We have the right to bear arms, so forth and so on. But they didn't want us to have that. They didn't want us to have that education and that knowledge. But since we have it, all of a sudden, we're public enemy number one. Yeah. But yet you have other groups out there hanging us.
To this day,
have they been declared?
So this is exactly why we're talking about it, because this is a topic that this isn't anything new. And if you really get to talking about it, you talk about the issues that are still present in regards to race relations, right? We have to sit up and we have to accept what people's sexual preference and style and all of that, no matter what it looks like. But I can still go and get profiled somewhere in this country. I can still walk in a store and have a lady follow me around or ignore me altogether because she doesn't think I'm going to buy anything. But what are we really doing? And if you have not been able to catch the new Will Smith docuseries on Netflix, breaks down the 14th Amendment and basically the history of this country from Abraham Lincoln. From Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Dred Scott. I think I'm on episode 3 now. I'm not sure how many, but the information that he's sharing is actually, it's a narrative that I have never heard.
Huh.
Because, you know, Abraham Lincoln was the father of...
But go ahead.
Look at that documentary and hear the words that Lincoln said in regards to Black people and what he felt or how he felt they would be impacted if slavery was taken off the table. And just start there. That's just where it starts. And it just kind of snowballs into... Like, you're watching this stuff, and you like, really? It's crazy. But we're still fighting. But 6'2", I could put on a dress and go use the ladies' bathroom. All right. It's Metro of the Morning. Jay Blaze and DJ Metro hanging out this morning. Coming up, I told you a little bit ago, pretty big event happening. I'm not going to call it an event, but it's something that is being pulled together right here in the city of Grand Rapids. And the people that are involved are some, I don't even know what the... They bang pretty heavy hitters. They're heavy hitters in the acting world. So we'll talk about that coming up. This is Jay Blaze, DJ Metro, Metro in the Morning on Grand Radio.
This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And I survive, cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street nigga, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days, pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef, chef. Kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late. You know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack a storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yeah, you talking tough to me. I lost all my little respect, I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean. I'm saving all my little bread, pray for me, y'all. One day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas is this thing, it ain't safe for me. My dog, they killing niggas in they own hood. That makes sense to you at all? You burnt your bridge to the other side. You know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim. They fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win. You never land, no jokes aside. I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got murdered. Hold up. Assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop, cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed
cubs. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Feels like, as he fucking shit.
And this is what it feels like.
Feels so fucking good.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Feels so fucking good.
And this is what it feels like.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Metro in the Morning with Jay Blaze and DJ Metro on onegrandomedia.com. That's where you can find us online all day, 24 hours a day, streaming. That's what we do. But this is the morning show, and today we're just kind of hanging out. It's February, so Black History Month. And I was talking about, before we went to break, Will Smith's series on Netflix. It's called Amend the Fight for America. And like I said, it starts out the first episode with the Civil War, and then gets to talking about Abraham Lincoln and what he did and why he decided to go ahead and enact the Emancipation Proclamation. And then basically they needed bodies, and if they could get this 200,000 these 200,000 slaves to fight, that would give them an edge over the Confederates. That's what they did. And then they had to try to figure out what to do with all these freed Black people, and just the decision making was, thank God for Frederick Douglass, I'll say that one.
So would you say this is a series that every household needs to,
I would absolutely,
pay attention to?
Yes, watch it, sit your kids down. You can do an episode a day, you know, it's, they're like an hour.
Okay.
You know, sit them down for an hour, and it's very good information. You're seeing videos and conversations, uh-huh, from that time. You're seeing the official documents, and they're going in depth, and they're telling a story.
So you're getting better information.
Oh yeah,
and you're getting information that you hadn't been exposed to, yeah, previously.
Now,
right?
As adults, uh-huh, for us, these are things that we've heard. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if we go back to when we were in school, mm-hmm, we didn't get a in-depth,
right,
education. We learned government.
Right.
We didn't learn the history and the true history of the United States of America, unless you went to, you know, museums a lot as a child. Right. Charles, the H.G. Wright Museum, Charles H. Wright Museum in Detroit.
Yeah.
That didn't get built probably until maybe 96, 97, mm-hmm, maybe later. I was grown. But Detroit had a very, very phenomenal historic little community, to where there was a lot of museums. But when I would go to the museums, I wouldn't hear about this stuff. Right?
Right.
So, yes, this is something that this is a must watch. It just sheds light on the way things have really happened or progressed in this country, right?
That we know of. So the information is basically starting to come out more and more each year, yeah, about things that we
thought
to touch.
We would, or you know what it actually is it's all of the things that Brother Malcolm and Dr. King talked about.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things that Fred Hampton, a lot of the things that they said, you know, when they were speaking.
Mm-hmm.
There were reasons. Those were reasons for that, and those reasons all go back to, like, this is a start of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm doing a good job of explaining that, but you had the Civil Rights Movement and the thoughts and the ideals of the Civil Rights Movement, but those had to start and come from somewhere, and they started and came from what happened with slavery.
Right.
And what happened when slavery was abolished, and the way that they abolished it, and the way that Jim Crow was used, and all of these other things to basically keep a specific race of people subservient. So yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, well, and from a Black perspective, a lot of the, so you mentioned Fred Hampton or what have you, so you mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King. A lot of these people that were preaching and teaching this word were very well educated on, mm-hmm, government and,
yeah,
things of that nature. I mean, you can look at Huey P. Newton,
mm-hmm,
Dr. Huey P. Newton.
Yep.
A lot of people don't refer to him as doctor. They just say Huey P. But a lot of people that think about the Panthers, they don't think about educated Black men,
mm-hmm,
that were actually conveying information to the, yeah, people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
so yeah, definitely check it out. It's called Amend. Is it the Fight for America? Let me see. Yeah, the Fight for America, and it's basically the history of the United States of America as it relates to Black folks.
So not the history that we learned.
Not the history that they taught us. Not the whitewashing. No. No,
not
no.
that stuff. Well, a part of it, but more in depth so that we can understand all
what
the
really
better information.
Better information. Yeah. More accurate information. So, and if you're into history like I am, you'll love it. So if you get some time this week, sit your kids down, have a conversation. This is Black History Month. So celebrate our culture and our history, but also take a moment, take a minute to teach them, you know, some truth. Because I guarantee you they're not getting it at school.
So February 28th, March 1st, uh-huh. will it stop or will people continue on to learn about things?
I don't know what people are going to do, but, from a grander perspective, it's part of the grander experience. So, you know, we teach, we educate, we uplift, we impact, and that's a part of what we do here. So it ain't going to stop on this end.
Definitely. So... matter of fact, let's get into a little music right here. Keep it locked right here. Metro in the Morning, Jay Blaze hanging out, doing his thing, bringing you up to speed on the new documentary with Will Smith. And it's called what again?
It is Amend the Fight for America.
Awesome.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh, they ain't ready for this right here. Yeah. Cool, I see, homie. Yeah. Talk to him, homie.
Girl, I love your confidence.
Yeah.
You don't be stressing me.
Not at all, baby.
Cause, baby, you already know what's up with us.
You already know.
And even though they try to
Metro in the morning.
My bad.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm about to bust out in my English accent.
Look out now. So it's been a good
look out now.
So last week was really good. We had some Hollywood guys in town.
Oh, say what now?
Yeah, we had some Hollywood guys in town.
Hollywood guys.
Yeah,
what are Hollywood guys? What is that? What is a Hollywood guy?
Hollywood guys, some for real actors, if you will.
Real Hollywood actors.
Hollywood actors.
Can you name a couple films maybe that they've been connected to?
Baby Boy. Bunch of TV shows.
Sister.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Notorious.
Notorious.
Losing Isaiah.
Losing Isaiah.
All right, so what you talking about, man? What you talking about?
So we had my man Omar Goody and Mark John Jeffries in Grand Rapids filming. Yeah, filming on a new film called Leo, which is created by Marcel Gamble.
Shout out to Marcel.
Yeah. So this is his second full feature film that he's working on right here in GR. And the experience is great. So I say the experience is great because I am one of the producers that's involved with this project. So I had a chance to hang out with both Hollywood actors.
Look at Mr. Hollywood over here.
Yeah. Let me change my voice up. So yeah, I had a chance to hang out with both Hollywood actors and the actors that are involved with the project.
Right.
So it's going really good. So, you know, it's a great project. So I must say that the actors are the Hollywood actors, if you will. Both of them are some down to earth guys. And so I actually had a chance to interview Mark John Jeffries.
Right, which I was here, had to leave and you the had to studio. Like, as soon as he got here, had to bounce. Like, man, really? But he seemed like a cool cat, man. I stood and hung out for a little bit for a couple minutes, and then I had to bounce. But I'm really, I can't wait to hear that conversation. Also, about Leo, you mentioned this movie that Marcel is shooting right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you tell us a little bit what it's about?
It's a redemption story. I'll just give you the base of the movie.
Okay.
You know, so you're hanging with your homeboys, X, Y, Z, you get into some trouble and they have you do some things, right? So you do some things, and then you end up going on vacation, if you will. You know, you
gotta take a little break.
Yeah, you go on vacation, and you know, after all that, you try to come back and you try to do right by people.
Okay.
You know, you try to redeem yourself and bring out the good qualities that you know that you have.
Right.
But your homeboy's not having it. They're trying to pull you back in the game. Yeah. So that's the base of the movie.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
You know, of course, there are some twists and turns.
Of course.
But that's the base of the movie right there.
Now, outside of Omar Gooding, Cuba's brother, Mark John Jeffries.
Mark John Jeffries.
I keep wanting to call him Baby Isaiah. I'm a struggle with that. But outside of Mark John Jeffries and Omar Gooding, who are some of the other actors, whether they're local, is there anybody else that you know that's involved right now that you're willing to let us know?
Off the top of my head, the director is Latrell Walker.
Okay.
You have Charles Archie is one of the actors. He's the main actor he's the lead.
Okay.
For Leo.
Okay.
You have Barrett Green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's he's an actor in there. You have oh my goodness. Yeah, I'll come up with him. Yeah.
I just put you on the spot.
Yeah, you did.
I put him on the spot, y'all. That was my fault.
On the spot, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for this project to you know, just continue to grow and blossom.
And as a matter of fact, you can go to theleomovie.com and you can see some of the actors that's on there, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
theleomovie.com.
Yeah, we have a guy on there from Lansing that's coming out.
Okay.
He's acting. You have another one from Chicago.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, check out the website, theleomovie.com, and you'll be able to see some of the actors that have their profile up on the site right now.
So now in terms of a timeline.
This year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Hopefully before summer, it'll be done and completed and, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
So we will keep you guys updated on everything that's going on regarding Leo. The movie is being shot right here in Grand Rapids. I'm going to say it's a homegrown situation because a lot of the people that are involved are from the Grand Rapids, Muskegon area, Lansing as well. So, man, y'all doing some big things in 2021, huh?
Well, you know, you got to put it together.
You got to put it together.
And, you know, and Marcel, you know, he's a writer. And, you know, like I said, this is his second project, and I'm sure he has more up his sleeve.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
And, you know, sometimes people say, you know, here's a table, but you can't get to it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to build your own table.
Right.
And go at it that way.
Look at it.
Build your own table.
Build your own table.
I'm a firm believer in that, you know. So, like, my motto is, if they don't give it to you, take it.
Take it.
But if you can't take it, then you create it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my mantra.
So, man, all of these brilliant Grand Rapids media professionals coming together for what I'm looking forward to be a pretty fantastic project. And Leo, like I said, we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on, when it's coming out. If there are any other, we'll keep you up to date with Leo as it progresses. Yeah, we hanging out, man. Ready to order some food?
Yeah, I need some.
It's Jay Blaze and DJ Metro. It's Metro in the Morning.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this right here. Scott Storch. Yeah, Khaled, I see you. Showbiz born law. Yo. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York. It happens. Kids clapping. Love to spark the place. In the squad, got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the charm, this is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity, yeah. 10 years been legit, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think, mom, nickname the cook. Should've been called on robbery, stall shit. Or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Just long, I knew me and my people was gonna bubble. Came out the gate on some Flojo. Fat with the shotty with the logo kid. Said my don't dance, he just pull up her pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, he just pull up her pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Hard to the easy, into the wizard. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay fizz. I got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizz. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die. With a matching jacket, about to cop me a mansion. My mansion in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance with boogies. So never mind how we got in here with burners and hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission and the bouncers don't check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle of the dance floor, reckless check it steady. Like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, ain't a thing. We still the same, the flow just changed. Now we about to change the game.
Said my hustles don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said my nuts don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on. Now we living better now, coochie sweater now. And that G4 can fly through any weather now. See, get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I sport the chinchilla, hurt their feelings. You can find your crack it all tight. Out of Vegas front row to all the fights. If father born come, then they probably squeal. Cause at the rappers, they're like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bad Wow throwing it up. B2K Crip walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to speak about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't wanna speak about the rucker. Not even Pee Wee Kirkley could imagine this. When I didn't have to play to win the championship. Come on. Don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said my nuts don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Hunt forever. Tom Montana forever. Yeah, streets is ours. Come on. Nah, man. It ain't never gonna stop. Serge, Raul, JB.
Metro in the morning, J Blaze, DJ Metro hanging out with you today. Getting ready to wrap up the show, get into another productive day. Make sure you do the same. We were off the air just a minute ago. I mentioned to Metro that Stevie Wonder's leaving.
Where's he going, bro?
Getting up out of here. He's moving to Africa. He wants to go to Ghana.
Wow.
And he said the reason, and he told Oprah Winfrey this, but the reason he's looking to relocate to Ghana was basically because he doesn't want his grandchildren's, his children's children's children, excuse me, his children's children's children to have to basically say, please like me, please respect me. And it speaks to, if you know anything about Stevie Wonder and the history of Stevie Wonder, Stevie Wonder's been around and been involved with anything since, you know,
Motown.
Late 50s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So he's been in the thick of it, and he has probably been the most, I'll say this, and I might be wrong, but I'll say Stevie Wonder's been the most influential artist that has come out of the Motown sound for the simple fact that he's still doing music. Mm-hmm. We played his new release over the summertime. So he's still impacting, he's still making music, and he's seen a lot. He's experienced a lot. I'm sure he was in Detroit when the riots happened. So when you come from that and you see where things are now and you're on your great grandchildren mm-hmm. now,
right.
And you see that things aren't necessarily changing
yeah.
to the way or to a spot where you're comfortable. Yeah, let's go and take my babies to Africa, somewhere where it's a little more community focused and that community mindset is understood and accepted and perpetuated all through the community, which maybe that was something that even within the crap that we had to deal with as a society, we still understood community. And we talk about that too. Back in the day, not necessarily in my era, in my time, but you do something out on the block, you out there acting crazy, somebody from a house gonna come and you're gonna get a whooping from that person, and then they gonna walk you home. You might get a whooping from your neighbor, and then they gonna take you to your mama, and then mama gonna call your uncle and your grandma, and I mean, that's just how it was. That's community.
Right.
That's everybody looking out at everybody, making sure that anybody that lives in this community is supported, both or in the most positive way, even if it means you get your butt whooped 3, 4, 5 times. That was just what it was. We don't have that now.
I know I had my share of that.
That was more so in school for me because I went to a school.
It's interesting because speaking on that as far as community, my son has several uncles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not necessarily his uncle, but they're watching out for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had given them permission to handle him mm-hmm. if they see him cutting up
yep.
or whatever the case is. Yep. So, you know, he has eyes watching him all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So would you say that Stevie, I would say that I'm sure he's been to Ghana several times.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, so...
He said he's been thinking about making this move since 94.
Oh, wow.
So I guess he's finally at a point in his life where it makes sense for him to go, and he's okay with going.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you have to do what's best for you, and I'm not opposed to that.
I'm not either. Know? I mean, if I could pick up and... I don't know if I'd move to Africa,
mm-hmm.
but if I could just go bouncing... Get off the grid and be so sustaining and so sufficient and you know.
Well, you know, as I did say off air, I wouldn't mind going back to Germany.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. I spent 3 years over there and I had no issues, period.
No issues.
No issues.
See, I haven't been anywhere where I didn't have any issues. Just put me someplace and I'll just make a 20-foot fence and that'll just be my little compound. Family compound only.
So, yeah, so, you know, while I was over in Germany, you know, sometimes they would want you to speak their language or what have you.
Mm.
But they would encourage you and they would assist you and so forth and so on.
Wow.
So you go shopping and so forth and so on. If you could, they couldn't understand you, they understood you because mm-hmm. they spoke English.
Right.
But they would try to encourage you to speak German.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Instead of getting mad at you
because
you're not speaking. Get out of this country because you're not speaking English. What? Like...
You didn't go there.
For real? That's what we do? that we really gonna do that?
Yeah. So it was, I had a great experience. So yeah. As you stated, I'm sure Stevie Wonder had a great experience in Ghana and, mm-hmm. and been there several times.
Yeah, yeah.
And decided to make that
move. When your decision is based off of the continued legacy, right? Which his continued legacy, he's got his legacy, but the continued legacy are the kids, the grandkids, mm-hmm. the great grandkids. Once you're looking at it from an angle that is going to be absolutely beneficial to them, it's win-win for everybody.
Right.
Stevie, maybe another 10. Stevie gonna end up being about 175. Okay. I've never heard of Stevie Wonder having any health issues.
Right. Right.
So, you know, he'll be around so he can go and enjoy Ghana, maybe make some more music with some rappers, you know, find some little young rappers to do some stuff with to stay relevant. You know they say Stevie not blind, right?
But I've never heard that. But
what?
I've never heard
Are
that.
Are you serious?
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
If not, that's a heck of a gimmick.
You've been doing it for how long? 50, 60 years? That's the word. If you see some of the celebrity interviews, they'll tell you, yeah, Stevie not blind.
Okay. Okay. Well, you guys keep it right here, Metro in the Morning. Make sure you keep it tuned in. We'll be bringing more interviews from the actors of Leo, some of the producers from that.
We got some things we're working on this year. Or for what? This is February, 2 months in. There's a lot going on over here. So looking forward to just continuing the flood grander.
Yeah, be on the lookout for that that interview from Mark John Jeffries that
it's
we
coming
had.
Up.
Yeah, it's coming up as well.
It's the grander experience. You got to experience grander.
Experience grander.
You can do that at onegrandermedia.com. There we go. Check us out tomorrow, Metro in the Mornings. Jay Blaze, DJ Metro. Hey, be positive, be productive today, and we'll get with it. Probably, when we do. That's probably going to be, tomorrow. Deuces.
Hit me.
Right now, sound. Oh, you know what I wanna do. Try to take you over the moon. I just want a sip of the juice, yeah. Oh, you know what I wanna do. Try to take you over the moon. I just want a sip of the juice, yeah, yeah. It's up, babe, perfect timing. Shawty body like a wine glass. 5'3" with your finesse. You get better as the time pass. 1, 4, 3, you done locked it up. Put them panties to the side, had to mop it up. Tell your lame ass nigga he ain't stopping us. Double C's, Louis V, had to cop you some. Cullinan Rose. Girl, you dropped it in a drop head. Whatever to get you alone. Can you say my name like it's a topic? Oh, try to take you over the moon. I just wanna sip of the juice, yeah. Oh, you know what I wanna do. Try to take you over the moon. I just wanna sip of the juice.
Yeah. 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 They know I'm from Atlanta. Where every nigga got a phantom. All the money extenders on their hammer. Stay away from paparazzi cameras. I'm old school, I'm a dope boy, baby. I ain't never been a scammer. Rain my antenna, smooth like a player do. 200,000 for a band full of residue. Me tuck my tail, I ain't gon' never do. You better know my youngins ain't gon' hesitate when I let them lose. They ain't got nothing to do with what I'm telling you. Take my number, make me make myself available. I take you somewhere off the grid, being traceable. Introduce you to a vibe irreplaceable. King.
Try to take you over the moon. I just want a sip of the juice, yeah. Ooh, you know what I wanna do. Try to take you over the moon.
I just wanna sip of the juice, yeah, yeah.
I know you're probably never gon' see like. You never had a nigga from the hood with that D like. California, baby, so you know just what we like. Walk that, talk that, nigga, that G life. Trunk full of gas, usually in my backpack. Run up on a dog and I rat tat 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 tat. Seven deuce caprice, the paint job's a beast. Cruising through the city with your mama or your niece. On the east side, we ride the most. Pick and roll, then we slide the post. Stay fly, but ride with toast. You better recognize Jeremiah and T.I. We collectivize, rectify, outstanding. Premeditated, never reprimanded. In a mask looking like a bandit. Jetting in my jet to another planet. That's how I planned it. Off we go. Cause you got what I want. So I'm giving you what you need. So stop playing with me. Get in with a boss and buckle up. Cause we about to take off. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I wanna do. Take you over the moon. I just wanna sip of the juice, yeah.